Oh, my, Bruce Van Dyke, do you have the breaking news sounder ready for us over there? Do you have anything?
The closest I have is like... It's snowing right now.
Unbelievable.
I can see snow at the fourth floor.
Out the holly, put up the tree before my spirit falls again.
It looks like snow that's lost. It's, you know, blowing around. I don't know what it's the new snow. It doesn't know what to do. It's rookie snow.
Johnny said no snow until tonight. Maybe tomorrow.
Okay. Well, then I
guess. What happened?
I don't know. That's the way it is at this time of the year. Christmas is coming. You can't do anything about it. It'll happen sooner or later. Right?
That is one way to look at it, I suppose.
Was I not enthusiastic?
No.
Well, Christmas will be here. And we want to talk about Sharing Christmas. That's the name of the program that Donna McKinney has been involved with for many years. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning.
Sharing Christmas, coming up Christmas Day. It'll be taking place at Vincent DePaul, Northridge Road in Elyria. Tell me about that day and what it really means to you.
Well, Sharing Christmas is a nonprofit, multi-denominational event. It's held every year at the St. Vincent de Paul Church, and they offer us all their facilities to do this dinner. But anybody who needs a dinner can come there to eat. But the best part is those that are shut in their homes for whatever reason can call and have a meal delivered right to their home.
When you called and said you wanted to talk about this, you shared some statistics from last year. I think 840 meals, right?
Well, 740.
I can't even read my own handwriting there as well. But that's how many you have, not only, I guess, served, but also that you then deliver.
Yeah, that's our biggest draw, because so many people are confined to their homes. And so many people are without a meal on a holiday. Meals on Wheels programs especially, we've picked them up as clients in the last few years. But you get a full meal. We have turkey and roast pork, two vegetables, mashed potatoes and dressing and gravy, and dessert. Everything except your beverage delivered to your home.
Donna, let's talk about your volunteers a little bit. It must take a lot of people to make this thing work.
Oh, yes. The board members for Sharing Christmas do most of the planning beforehand, but come Christmas morning at 8 o'clock, our volunteers start piling in to set up and decorate the tables, to get the food bubbling and hot by noon, because we start serving at noon, and we take our last clients at 3 o'clock. We begin to slow down, but we don't leave until every meal that has been called and requested is delivered.
Well, besides volunteering, this obviously must take some other financial support. How do you get, are people able to help out with this still?
We have wonderful, wonderful financial supporters every year who send us their checks that enable us to do this dinner. And it takes about $3,200 a year and more than 120 volunteers helping the board members to do this dinner, deliver the meals, and do the preparation and the cleanup afterwards from 8 o'clock till about 5 o'clock on Christmas Day.
If people want to be able to take part, or they have somebody or somebody's looking to get the meal delivered, how does that process take place?
They can call anytime now. It's 440-324-4212 and ask for Sharing Christmas, extension 119, or they can call my home phone, 440-323-7089, and we'll put them on track to either come in and eat, to have a meal delivered, or to volunteer. When you call these numbers, leave a name and a telephone number where we can reach you back to get all the details.
I've heard in the past when we talk, you sometimes see sort of maybe families get involved. It's kind of a way to share a little bit of community service. But
yes.
Tell me about that.
It's so bad in this day and time to remind our children, this next generation, that it's just not about only us, but it's about helping each other. And many families come in with their young children to deliver a meal. And then when you go out into these homes and you meet the people that are so shut in, and they are delighted to have company in their home for these few minutes. It's just a wonderful thing. We have families that come back. Their kids were maybe 5 and 6 and 7 years old, and now they're teenagers helping us with the actual serving in the church facility. They're pushing around the beverage carts and helping people carry their plates, etc. It's a wonderful, wonderful way to teach children about helping and caring about other people.
Well, it's right there in the name of the organization. Sharing Christmas is what you do, not only with the meal, but just with the fellowship, a person, just somebody coming to talk with somebody. Sometimes that means more filling than the meal that they get.
Absolutely, absolutely. I've been with this organization myself for about 26 years now, and I can't think of any better day, a better way to spend my day. It's just wonderful. And my own family gets together then on Christmas Eve. So on Christmas Day, I'm fully devoted to whatever family Sharing Christmas brings me.
Donna McKinney, our guest this morning, talking about Sharing Christmas. Again, St. Vincent de Paul is the location site for this, Northridge Road on Christmas Day. Again, the phone number for people who need either to get to volunteer or get on the list to get a meal delivered. What is that number again?
You can call the church at 440-324-4212, extension 119, or you can call Donna at 440-323-7089. Leave your name and your telephone number in both cases for a return call.
We appreciate your time, Donna. Thanks for talking with us and telling us all about Sharing Christmas. And Merry Christmas to you, Donna.
Thank you very much, and Merry Christmas to all.